The honky-tonk punk of Sarah Shook and the Disarmers defies clean categorization.
Maybe first time we got the downright. Lately I've been like, life is kinda good.
On their third album, Night Roamer, you can almost imagine the likes of Waylon Jennings or Tanya Tucker plugging away on some of the songs, but then come the grinding electric guitars that take us back to indie rock of the 90s and early 2000s, all with lyrics about the struggle to get to some kind of redemption. Sarah Shook joins us from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Sarah, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Don.
I take it you're the night roamer on the song the album is named after?
Oh, you got it.
Explain.
Well, I wrote Night Roamer at a point in time where I was trying unsuccessfully to get sober. I had a bottle of whiskey in my backpack and I was trying so hard not to drink. And I was like, man, I'm going to go for a walk and just put some literal distance between myself and this thing that's I'm really struggling with.
Sweat rolling out and down my face. Unless there's no way that I found you in a forgotten time in a faraway place.
And I found a cemetery and sat down and wrote the whole song. Without a guitar, which is pretty, that doesn't happen very often. But I was like, all right, well, I gotta head back to the hotel so I can grab my guitar out of the trailer and start putting some chords and melody to this. I actually got pulled over by a cop on my way back. I was on foot. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Okay.
It ended up being a whole ordeal. But yeah, Night Roamer is very autobiographical. I am a night person for one thing. It's when I do my best thinking. It's when I'm at my most creative. But I think that Night Roamer also has this promise of going against the grain in an attempt to find something.
Yeah. I want to listen now to the song It Doesn't Change Anything.
The devil on your shoulder is your only friend. There he sits just to remind you all good things come to an end.
Okay, let's start with that opening line. The devil on your shoulder is your only friend. I should add here, the angel on the other shoulder is nowhere to be found in this song.
That's right.
So talk about that, the devil on your shoulder being your friend here.
Yeah, well, I mean, a good friend tells the truth, for one thing. And I feel like in this setting, you know, the person having a good talking to is getting an earful of facts.
God is dead and heaven's silent. Death is lost to stay. Doesn't change.
My partner was joking the other day. He was just like, man, I just listened to It Doesn't Change Anything again. And like, that's like a black metal song. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I mean, you know, by the purest definition, like it's, you know, obviously genre wise, it's not black metal. The music isn't black metal, but like lyrically, I think you wrote a metal song.
You sing God is dead and heaven's silent. Death has lost its sting. I think your partner has a point.
Yeah.
Have you had the chance to play any of these songs live in front of an audience yet? Along with the songs you wrote before you became sober? And I'm wondering what that feels like.
Yeah, there are a handful of songs off Night Roamer that we've been playing live for a little while. And they've gone over really well. I remember way back when I quit drinking the first time that I sort of worked up the courage to talk about it on stage during a performance. And I, you know, you never really know how people are going to react to anything. And, you know, I had built this almost brand of myself of like, I get drunk every night and do drugs and get into trouble. And that's what I do. And so to pull this like 180, people have been so supportive.
You are non-binary and you're very much involved in LGBTQ advocacy. I'm wondering, do you feel like inclusivity is becoming a bigger focus of the country music scene?
Yeah, I have seen a lot of growth. And having been home for the last couple of years because of the pandemic, I don't feel like that growth has slowed. I feel like, if anything, the rate has accelerated. Just from the things that I'm seeing online, on social media and in the press. And it makes me really excited to actually get back out there again and be part of it in real time.
Let's end with something a little bit noisy. It's also the song that ends the album. It's called Talking to Myself. All right, tell us about the song.
I wrote Talking to Myself sort of at around the beginning of the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020 in the summertime. And I was thinking about how no matter like where you stand, so many of us are in our own little bubbles and we only have relationships with people who think like we do. So existing in a bubble, you might as well only be talking to yourself, because it's everybody's using the same rhetoric, and you're not, you know, you're definitely not seeking out people that challenge what you believe. And I feel like for any kind of like actual sustainable change to occur, I feel like we just have to be willing to step outside of our comfort zones and have those conversations.
We've been talking to Sarah Shook of Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. Their new album, Night Roamer, is out now. Sarah Shook, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm making no mistakes.